Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Moving Spirits of Color. This is your host, Tamara Williams, and I thank you for joining us for this session regarding arts and activism in community. I am the creator and founder of Moving Spirits Incorporated and Moving Spirits of Color, and I'm speaking with you on this day in regards to how to bring more artists and more local community members together in providing programming, activities, conversations, and community in neighborhoods across our nation. But first, before we get into a little breakdown of some suggestions and offerings, I would like to go over the mission of Moving Spirits of Color: awareness and actions to concerns for artists of color. We are an active collective. Our aim is action and activism in the work that we are providing through these media forums. We ask that members engage with active listening, questioning, and critical thought to all ideas shared. Please provide your thoughts, concerns, suggestions, and feedback in all things that we set forth to do. Please be sure to listen to our previous broadcast at blogtalkradio.com/movingspiritsofcolor. So we're starting a series of radio shows regarding community events that are coming up in the Brooklyn area. And also we're inviting people to share other community events that are happening nationwide that they would like to speak about on our radio show. Before we go more in detail, I would like to first mention some actions that are happening around New York City, specifically in Brooklyn, within the next few days. On tomorrow, Friday, May 29th, at 5 p.m., there is a Building the Black Lives Matter Movement assessment forum. This forum will feature Alicia Garza of the Black Lives Matter movement. She's one of the founding members of Black Lives Matter chapters. Danette Chavez from the National Action Against Police Brutality. Sunid Nichols from the Millions March New York City. This discussion will be sponsored by the Millions March New York City, and it's occurring again on Friday, May 29th from 5 to 6:45 p.m. at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice located at 524 West 59th Street. There's another action happening this Sunday at the Left Forum. It's Sunday from 2 to 3:45, again at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. It's a Know Your Rights training led by Bina Ahmad, and there will also be a question and answer session. Again, it's sponsored by the Millions March NYC. This Sunday, John Jay College of Criminal Justice from 2 to 3:45, Know Your Rights training. Okay, now back to our show. We are Moving Spirits Incorporated, are presenting a day of community. So we're having local artists, dance companies, girls, activists, local organizations all come together on this Saturday, May 30th in Bushwick to present work, to speak, to have fun, and really, really dive into community and dialogue. We are having several dance companies perform, including Moving Spirits Incorporated, Sidney L. Mosley Dances, Alpha Omega Theatrical Dance Company, Rekaya Orange, and Ruka White. Local organizations performing from within the community include the Students of the Arts and Literacy Program, the students from the Beacon Center for Arts and Leadership, members of the Black and Gold Marching Elite. A dear friend of mine, Piper Anderson, has a wonderful organization called Creates Forward, in which she works on justice, social justice themes, community dialogues, and she, along with Jose Morales of El Puente, will be facilitating these community dialogues in between performances this Saturday at Heckscher Playground in Bushwick. So we have a day full of activities. We're starting at 2 p.m. in the playground. We're starting with a free dance class from 2 to 2:30 p.m. At 2:30 p.m., we're starting with the Black and Gold Marching Elite Marching Band. They're out of Bed-Stuy, and these will be performing a great set for us. We're going to dive into some dance performances choreographed by Kendra Ross on Moving Spirits after that. And then all the companies will perform. The students from the community will perform. Piper and Jose will engage the audience with not just watching, but actually being a part of this community event, so that we have dialogue about the social injustices that people in the community and neighborhood may be experiencing regarding police brutality, regarding systematic oppression and state violence that many people within this community see on a daily basis. A little background information. This area of Bushwick I've worked in for the past 5 years, and I got really close to the families and the students working there, and oftentimes would see on a daily basis police harassment, police stopping students as they leave school. There will often sometimes be fights between the students, just low morale, in which the way that the community is perceived by law enforcement, and not only law enforcement, by the state workers that come in and do work with the families as well. So this event is really about uplifting spirits, uplifting families and their children, and not giving the arts to the community because it's already there, but really just uplifting that and having those families that are there share with us even the arts that exist within them and their what they have to say and speak, and all learn from each other. Our goal is for everyone involved to be inspired, for the children, for the families, for the artists, for everyone to get deeper involved into the arts, to share stories within the community, and for the families that are there to gain resources about the local community programming that is available to them. Because oftentimes there may be like after-school programming or music classes or martial art classes or even cooking classes, social justice meetings that are happening but people don't know about. So this is one way to get people talking and interested in everything that may be happening in their nearby area. In addition to the social justice work that is happening, I also have a dear friend who is working on a project to bring movement and I guess a little bit of enlightenment to our brothers and sisters that are currently incarcerated. And Sarah has worked with a group of people for the last few months, and she is going to be attending this event so that she can table and have people talk about their experiences, maybe being a family member of someone that is incarcerated, or actually their experience being incarcerated, the people that may be there this Saturday. So Sarah Dunk is going to join us as well and table and have some activities for people to have an outlet regarding their experiences with incarceration and even solitary confinement. This is important to me, this day, this activity, this community work, working with local artists, local families, children, other artists, because we belong in this kind of environment. We need to talk to each other more I've worked so hard in this community, and they've given so much to me. And it's time to give something back other than just coming to work every day. And this is my way of giving back to the community. So I want to talk a little bit about how other people may be, how other people may start community events if they are interested. Some people have told me, oh, Tamara, you're doing some great work. I could never imagine doing some of the things that you and people like Kendra Ross and others are doing within the community. And it's not impossible. You just need to know a little bit of where to start. So I will give a little list of some suggestions that may help people along their way in getting community together to really start building. So the first thing we would need to do is to have a mission, what you want to do in the community. Is it a day of just social justice concern? Is it a day of action? Is it a day of bringing the arts to the community? Is it a day of people in the community speaking? Are they watching? Are they just being an audience member? Or doing all of the above and some. So I think really unveiling what it is that you want for the community or what you wish to provide or receive or share within the neighborhood, within the group that you want is important. Secondly, I will say the community that you want to work within is also important because if you are not a part of a community and you would like to work within that community, then you, in my personal opinion, should become a part of the community first. It's very jarring to have someone or an organization to come within a community and just start doing without knowing what's there. That's a big part of gentrification that's happening now in many neighborhoods nationwide. And that's a different type of area, but it's just an example of what coming into a neighborhood and just throwing some things off balance can really do. And it can be really harmful to the people that are already living there, especially since we're not bringing, especially artists, we're not bringing anything new to the neighborhood because communities already exist with arts. There are already artists within communities. So we want to really work on sharing with the others that are there and instead of bringing something that we may perceive may not be there. So really, step number two would be really networking with the people in the community, joining community events, knowing what's a part of the community, knowing what the demographics of the community may be, knowing what the community need may be, speaking with people, having dialogues, talking to families, talking to other local organizations and seeing what it is that you could bring, what it is you can receive, what it is that can be shared within the community. Going further, you will want to look for spaces, maybe to have an event. It could be in a park, it could be a community center, it could be held outside on the sidewalk. But you want to investigate where community events can be held and also what kind of permits or fees may be associated with that. That being said, you will also want to find out how you would market and publicize your event with people in the community and perhaps outside of the community to come and be a part. Touch base again with local organizations. Ask them if they would be interested in tabling, providing information about their programming, if they may be interested in presenting something, if there are arts organizations nearby, how you can have some kind of exchange within the community. Is there a community dialogue that will happen? Invite people from the neighborhood to have dialogues, poetry, visual boards, visual art, writing prompts about social justice concerns. We're doing this Saturday a table with a white, long white sheet of paper, and we're just going to ask people to write what will make them feel safe in their streets. And that in itself will generate so much information that we can share with people, give it back to everyone that's in the neighborhood, and maybe even start some ideas or panels or committees in how we can work together in achieving this. Maybe even have some writing prompts for people to write or even shout out or draw about how they feel about systematic oppression and state violence and how it has affected them. That may be something that if you are not really familiar with the community, that you may want to address in a little less aggressive way, maybe through drawing or ask people to write their personal opinions on a card and maybe place in a box. But these are all suggestions of different things you can do within the community to just start thinking about as a way to get people together, thinking about social activism, arts activism, and community. From the dance companies that are performing on this Saturday, Moving Spirits is presenting work about warriors. We're presenting work about past histories and our histories as African American people in this country and spirituality. We're also presenting work that is really representing community, is the name of the work. So coming together, uniting together, and being joyous together. Sydney L. Mosley and dancers are going to be representing work about what it means to be a person of color in the States and what those joys and sorrows may be within that. Alpha Omega Theatrical Dance Company is presenting work about salsa, pegao. It's a very spicy piece. And since many of the people in the Bushwick area, in this area of Bushwick that we're performing in, are first and second and even third generational and Dominican families, this is suiting because it has also to do with identity, and it's a fun piece for people. Rakaya Orange is performing a work about subjecting a woman's body, and Ruka White is performing work about mass incarceration. So we're really using the arts in a way to address issues that have been ongoing issues for people of color for centuries now. And we're using the arts. We're having Piper and Jose also have dialogues about things that are coming up in the dances, but also things that are coming up in the streets, on the sidewalk, inside of the houses, in people's bodegas, in the community. And I also want to mention that we have a wonderful host, Danae Hannah. She'll be hosting the event for us, and Oran Bell will be taking photographs. So stay tuned. I hope you can come out. It's Dancing in the Parks, Bushwick Community Festival, this Saturday, May 30th, from 2 to 4:30, maybe 5 p.m., in Heckscher Playground. It's located in Bushwick on Linden Street between Wilson Avenue and Central Avenues. Please come out and meet us there. Arts and Literacy is performing again, the students from that program, the Beacon Center for Arts and Leadership, the Black and Gold Marching Elite, and several dance companies, several community social justice workers, and it's going to be a very strong, fun community event. Please come out and join us, and I hope to hear from you soon. Please write to us at movingspiritsinc@gmail.com with your feedback, with suggestions, with questions about arts and activism and community, about anything you see on our Facebook page. Our Facebook group, by the way, is Moving Spirits of Color. If you wish to join the group, just please click add, and a group member will add you to the group within a 24-hour period. So please stay tuned. Hope to see you this Saturday. Email us with any questions, and you can check more information out at www.movingspirits.org or on our Facebook page. facebook.com/TamaraLadonnaMovingSpirits or our Facebook group, Moving Spirits of Color. Hope to hear from you or see you soon. Signing off, this is Tamara. Until later. Peace.